We're back on the game. Elijah Lee on the show at 5:10. It's an awesome interview. Jabroni of the Week with Mitch at 5:50. We do have some bad news for Mitch on pro wrestling coming up here to end this hour. We have been talking about today the fact that Sam Mellinger had a proposal that I really liked in his latest Mellinger Minutes, which saved schools like K-State the trouble and the bad PR that occurred because of the Corey Sutton saga. The idea here, basically, you have a kid that wants to transfer. They formally apply for it. There's then a 15-day waiting period. If they still want to transfer at the end of 15 days, the school has to release them, has to grant them that release, and they can go wherever they want to go. So I am very much in favor of that idea. He had a 30-day waiting period. I've sliced it down to 15. That's my perfect solution. But we'll take another phone call here on this, 537-1350, 866-776-1350, if you do want to join the show. We'll talk with Hank in Manhattan. What's going on, Hank?
No, Hank here. John, lines must have been crossed. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Gavin Schefter.
Gavin Schefter. All right. My co-host Gavin has taken off his headphones, so he apparently does not want to listen to this.
Well, that's a shame. I'm a big fan of Tyler.
What do you got, Gavin? You're typically breaking NFL or K-State scoops, whatever it is here, much like your brother Adam Schefter. So what do you got today?
Actually, a third cousin through marriage, John. But let me tell you, the Manhattan Co-Ed Softball League world is on fire about the K-Rock Hustle Gang. 3-0 start, blowout victories. The Hustle Gang could be a force come playoff time, John.
Oh, a force come playoff time. I thought you had a Forrest Gump drop in there for a second that threw me off.
No, not at all. There are some detractors that are bashing the blazing start, citing a weak schedule and an RPI that ranks towards the bottom of the barrel, but nobody is denying that hustle. 6 wins guaranteed.
Is there any trade buzz? Are you going to make any moves, try and bolster the roster?
But, hold on, John, hold on. My phone is lighting up like the 4th of July. A source close to the Twin Oaks Sports Softball Complex concession stand tells me that on good authority, a blockbuster trade is in the works in the City League co-rec softball world. Tyler Dreiling, Manhattan High alum and relief pitcher for the Hustle Gang, could be wearing a Division C Suns of Pitches t-shirt by the trade deadline. In exchange, the Hustle Gang would receive 2 co-eds with pristine game day attendance and a first baseman guarantee.
So
word is, John, word is, stay with me, a Sons of Pitches scout saw Tyler in emergency duty in the circle in the exhibition opener and really liked his stuff there.
sounds like Tyler Dreiling's the hot name on the trade circuit then in the league.
Hotter than the surface of the sun, John. There were other teams interested in Tyler's services, but have since pulled their consideration. This is just happening within the past half hour in light of his controversial views on so-called boneless wings. They don't want to deal with the fallout from the fans, John. Hold on, John. My cell is smoking hot. Breaking news out of Division B. A source within the Alcoholics Clubhouse tells me they are looking to give away the house, the farm, and golden retriever, guaranteed on the pooch, for the offensive services of Hustle Gang outfielder Brady Bowman.
Well,
just happened, John. Just blew up on my phone.
Yeah, I mean, if you need some defense in your outfield, that's really what the specialty is there. He could really give you a nice glove on the outfield.
He's really been improving.
Kevin, I very much appreciate the insight. I think this has been the most insightful conversation that we have had to this point. Keep track of those carrier pigeons, and we'll talk to you soon.
You know it, John.
All right. So basically what we get there is we have a regular Colin Kaepernick on our hands here, the controversial views on boneless wings. Nobody wants to take that on, even though you might be a good enough player perhaps even a starter in the B or C league. They can't deal with the baggage.
And I do kneel down when I eat them, too.
There you go. Well, we've got the sources everywhere, not only Gavin reporting on the other end.
I'm so glad that I've been looking at this for the last 10 minutes. The numbers that we were going to break down.
Well, we'll still do it.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have as much time, but we'll still do it. You got to admit, that was funny. You're smiling.
You were
so upset at first that
I was pretty upset. It got better.
Okay. There we go. Slowly but surely, Gavin Schefter winning over the hearts of everybody here on the show. All right, we for real will tell you why WWE Pro Wrestling's in trouble when we come back.